Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show 18 for the week of
January 15th, 2006. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How's it going, Big JD?
Not too bad.
You sound pretty maniacal over there. You're a maniac.
A maniac.
Yes.
He's segueing already.
You're really slipping in right away now. I'm quickly getting into the show topic because I think we tend to... We tend to jabber on.
About nothing.
Right. So I think us introing our show with... You know, just a general introduction. The whole show is like a big introduction almost.
Yeah, pretty much. So we'll get right down to business. Let's get down to business.
We got no business. It's nothing but fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
But seriously, though, what is this week's topic on, Jeff?
Pyromaniacs, kleptomaniacs, and just plain maniacs.
And every combination, permutation thereof.
Thereof. That's like legal papers.
Well, this is legal program we got
here.
Is
this legally binding?
Binding. I had my bindings checked for my skis, but we got no snow.
See, here we go again. Simply off topic.
Simply segue into the off topic land. No, seriously, though, but not too serious. We're going to talk about maniacs today. And we know that our listeners are maniacs for listening to us. Know that we know that, you know, everybody knows someone who's just crazy.
Oh, by the way, hi, Rolf.
Sure, you want to say hello to the rest of our listeners? Rolf's a funny guy.
Is he a maniac?
He is not a maniac, but I have a feeling when he was younger, he was a maniac for sure. Actually, he's a sexomaniac.
What?
What do you call that when someone's like...
Oh, a nymphomaniac.
Nympho, yeah.
That's another maniac.
He likes to go to the strip clubs.
Sweet. There's a lot of strip clubs in the city.
Yes, there is. And he liked visiting...
one of them.
I don't know if he went downtown or not, or he was just a Studio 54 and Silver's.
Yeah.
He would visit those places.
I was never much into them places.
That's good.
Never went very often. You?
No. I had some friends who took me there when I was before I was married. I don't know. They were just...
Had to slip that in.
They were yeah. Now my wife knows I don't frequent those places. Whereas Rolf's wife, obviously, that's why I don't have no problem talking about it. She knew that he went to those places.
Well, some of the chicks go even.
Sure. My wife went to Silver's once with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because her sister likes girls. And... they all went there, and she said it was funny, really. Like, it was an interesting experience for a woman who is heterosexual to go see other women.
Makes them want to switch.
I don't know. When I went there, I wanted to switch. Ooh, like,
whoa.
I find a little... It's a great profession, dancing with no clothes on, but
It's a simple thing that you make decent money for. That's what's cool about it. Even for a guy, if you don't get caught up in all the madness... I had thought about that a long time ago, and I thought, wow, that's really cool, because my buddy was doing it, and he's a maniac. I thought, wow, I should get in on this for sure. But then the chicks can touch and everything, and I don't like that.
I could picture you as a male stripper, for sure.
I would have done it if nobody can touch me. But that's how you make some of the money and stuff, too, eh?
Well, sure. And what was it about the touching aspect that you didn't like?
Well, I just don't want anybody to touch me.
How come?
I don't like it.
If they're women and they're touching you.
Yeah, I know.
It's a natural thing.
Yeah, but you don't know who they are, where they come from, and all that kind of stuff.
Like, but it's just their hands.
Yeah, but you don't know anything about anything. Give you money with their mouth and stuff, like, and all kinds of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't into that. We still haven't gotten to the maniac stuff yet.
No, see how that works?
Mm-hmm. I do. Oh, that tea's good and hot.
What kind of maniac would you like to talk about first, Jeff?
Let's start with the kleptomaniac.
All right.
Kleptomaniac is somebody who's can't stop stealing.
They like to steal.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever steal? I did. Not a lot, but I did.
Yes, I did.
A couple times.
Yes, me too.
I used to steal once in a while at a variety store or something like that, you know, when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
And until I got caught. I never got caught, but somebody squealed on me. Not really a friend, but I was with a group of a few other people that we all got in a ride from the same person or whatever. And anyway, one kid, his dad was a doctor. He was a pretty straight-laced kid or whatever. And anyway, he told the store owner that I had just stole something, and they called my parents and stuff. And I was just young.
How young is young?
I don't know. I was probably maybe 12.
Okay. That's not as young as I thought.
Not real, real young, but I probably was stealing since I was two.
No.
Jeez.
No, but I mean, at a variety store, I'd take a little something, you know what I mean? A little Chago bar or a little something, and once in a while. I don't recall doing it very often. But anyway, I remember it was a Chunky, though. Remember the square Chunkies? We talked about them in the candy show there. I took one of those, or I think just one, and I got in trouble. They called my parents, and I never stole after that. Other than that, I never really stole in like department stores and stuff like that. And I had friends that stole everything, man. They're all maniacs.
Yeah, I never stole in a department store either, like a big store. Whereas in town here, there was a guy who owned it was Mr. Dresch, and you could buy games and sporting goods, but he also had a bar there where he sold like fries and milkshakes and stuff like that. And behind the counter, they kept cartons of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl there who liked my friend, and she must have been 4 years older than him, but she worked at behind the counter. And he would always get her to go somewhere else. And then I'd go in and take the cartons of cigarettes.
So who smoked? Did you smoke?
I smoked, yeah.
Wow. When did you quit smoking?
23. I was 23 when I quit.
Wow. So you haven't smoked in what, 30, 40 years now? No.
20.
Well, that's 20 years. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. What made you quit?
I was working at Rochester Place as a bartender. It was smoky, and I got sick one time, and it was lasted really long, and I just hadn't smoked in a long time. I lit one up, and I'm like,
we need to do a smoking show sometime. That's a big topic.
What are you talking about? The show is smoking.
Smoking.
Sure, we could do a smoking show.
So you used to steal cigarettes.
Used to steal cigarettes out of Leo's. I don't want to say it's a sports store, but it's not. It was Leo's anyway. And we never got caught.
No way.
No.
So what stopped you from stealing? Just grew up? Or did you steal all the way until you quit smoking?
Yeah, sure.
No.
No. I forget why we quit. It could have been in my conscience, or we just went on to bigger things.
Stealing cars, stealing
we stole
bigger things.
Yeah,
you never stole a car, did you?
Me and my friend stole a couple cars, yeah.
No.
Just joyriding.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I never stole a car.
We used to go down to the lake in Bell River, and the Americans would come, and they think they're in safe Canada, and they'd leave their keys in their car, and we'd go to each cottage and check it out, and sure enough, someone would definitely leave their keys in their car, and we'd just drive it around, and we wouldn't destroy it.
Did you bring it back there?
No, we just left it somewhere.
Wow, cool.
Away.
And never got caught.
We never got caught for that.
Lucky.
Either. And we used to do B&Es, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Break and enter.
Done some things like that, but I mean, I never broke in somebody's house to steal anything like that, but we've gone into places where we weren't supposed to be. Those kind of things.
Oh, right. But
I
did get caught for the B&Es. So that might have what stopped me from that whole criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been the getting caught for the B&Es. That was a big thing for sure. It was houses, and then we had broken into the public school in Belver, and we got caught doing that. It was not a pretty scene. Speaking of which, my son's school got broken into this weekend, and they caught those guys as well. But the funny thing was, one of my son's friends had mentioned he went into the school when there was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a kid who I couldn't imagine actually broke into the school. He said it was open, which now that I think about it, it was probably open, and he went in there. So my son had mentioned that incident to a few of his friends, and his friends told their parents, and then we're getting calls. Jonas knows who broke into the school's been broken into.
Yeah.
What's going on? So we had so the police ended up going to the school, and there was a big investigation, and we had to go in there and get our son out of class, and they interviewed him, and turns out it had nothing to do with either, you know, none of those kids at all. They found who did it. It's not too hard in a small town like this to figure out
who done it
exactly. The bad people just kind of sink to the bottom, and you just scrape them off, and here they are.
Yeah, there you go.
So it was kind of interesting as far as that goes, but that's my foray into the criminal life.
I've had lots of friends that steal, but one in particular, when we were in high school and stuff, we'd go to like Kmart and things like that and the department stores, and he'd steal, tapes, cassette tapes, 8-track tapes, record albums, some things that he got. I don't know how he could ever even get them out. You know what I mean? Like record albums, like a stack of record albums. How do you steal a stack of record albums? You can't hide them anywhere, really.
No.
But he managed to, and we always had lots of free music.
But you were a maniac in so much that you sold your entire CD collection at one time.
Yeah, I did sell all my CDs and a couple thousand.
That's insane.
Well, some of them were just like burned CDs, so they didn't really count. I said I had about 1,500 store-bought CDs, some more expensive than others, a lot of import stuff and things like
Ooh.
That. But
That's expensive, yeah.
Yeah, some of them I paid like $40 US for, because most of the stuff I got in the States, because it was, I listened to a lot of hard to find stuff and rare stuff and out of print things, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what happened there.
Do you know any other maniacs that are kleptomaniacs right now?
I can't really think of anyone offhand that actually steals right now.
Me neither. I don't know anybody who is klepto still to this day. What do you think is behind kleptomania?
It depends on what you're taking, I think, of what's behind it. There's the kids that steal out of their mother's purse.
Did you
or
do
things
that?
Around the house a moment? No, I never did.
Okay.
I never stole like that.
Then there's kids that...
Then there's kids that steal from department store, variety store, little things. Then there's ones that steal more stuff. But stealing once in a while, I don't really classify the same as the person that like has to steal and
right.
steals everything.
Right. That's the klepto.
Especially as you get older. You know, even like stealing car isn't really klepto. I don't consider that. That's some other type of theft. I don't think it's kleptomaniacism.
No, that's for another thrill.
Stealing small things everywhere, and especially stores and people's houses and things like that, that's kleptomaniac. That's a kleptomaniac. Getting something for free? Is there some kind of a gratification from the kill? You know what I mean? When you actually go and you pull it off, you leave the store and I got this, and this. Or there's some of them, like when we were younger, we just didn't really have the money to go buy a bunch of albums and CDs that we wanted. You know what I mean? My buddy would just steal them. But he didn't steal anything and everything. You know what I mean? He'd buy stuff. You know what I mean? But records and tapes, and they were a certain amount of money for, you know, a little more than us young guys could afford, and you would just take them.
Gotcha.
Some of them are criminal minds, so.
I don't know if that's what I was going to get at. I think is there something missing in their life that they just feel like, maybe if I just steal enough stuff, I'll feel fulfilled?
Or maybe for attention? Maybe some of them want to even get caught? I don't know. Like, there's probably different reasons why they do. And I'm sure that some type of a psychologist or something would...
Well, that's what I was getting at. It's a sickness, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that is curable. No problem about that.
Is it always a sickness, though? Some kids steal when they're young and then they just kind of grow out of it or whatever, or take
right.
a few things here and there or whatever. And some maybe steal out of their mom's purse for a while and then don't do it anymore.
Right. Well, I'm just talking about like maybe even adults like that just keep doing it. That's when I think about actual kleptomaniac, whereas, you know, I think everybody, not everybody, but a large portion of the kids that when they grow up, they experiment. It's like with drugs, you know, they experiment with drugs, they experiment with stealing, they experiment with sex, and, you know, they got to dabble.
Yeah, experimenting, that's a key thing.
Dabbling.
Yeah, I dabbled.
Yeah, everybody's got to dabble, I think, in this or that.
It's funny, though, where did I learn stealing? Where did I learn to take something that wasn't mine and... not have to pay for it, and
it's. I think it's within everybody.
Yeah, we're evil. We're all evil.
We were born. I think it's in us that we know that we want something, and it's not necessarily ours, and we wonder.
There's some kind of sneaky fun thing about it. I think.
Well, sneaky or scary thing about it.
Yeah, but sometimes that makes it fun. It's scary. Am I going to get caught? I'm going to stuff this in my pocket, and I'm going to pull this off. Is the guy watching me? There's a whole technique and everything to it.
Sure.
Some people really got it down and just continue to do it.
Exactly.
For a long time. Mm-hmm. Stealing clothes and stealing everything.
Yep.
You know, that's why they have floor walkers in the department stores. How about fire maniacs?
Pyro.
Pyromaniac.
Fyromaniacs.
There we go. Fyro.
That, did you experiment with flame stuff? Because I know I did.
Yes, I did plenty.
I had a big period in my younger life where I used to play with fire all the time.
Fire was fun.
I thought fire was fun. It's very dangerous, though. I'm surprised some of these times I didn't burn my parents' house down.
You know, one of the funnest things that I found when I was a kid was lighting a whole book of matches at once.
Sure.
Or a box of wooden matches. Like sometimes just the small box, or sometimes the package, the whole package, and you light it, and it's just a big crazy flame.
Lots
that was fun stuff.
Sure was. And what other kind of fire experience?
We'd break the heads off. Of matches and pack them tight in like aluminum foil and light that stuff. Yeah, there was different things we did. I just realized now that we did them as I hadn't thought of that since I was, you know, doing that at 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
I was a heavy smoker when I was 2.
I remember when I was living in Detroit, so I must have been 5 or younger because I moved here when I was 6. And I remember playing with matches and throwing them into waste paper baskets. And I remember I threw one into a one that was just too full, and it was huge. I remember just freaking out. I tipped it over and I was banging on the floor. And ooh. my mom's downstairs going, "What are you doing up there, Mike?" I remember that day.
That was what, in your bedroom or something?
In my bedroom. Yeah, it was in my bedroom.
And
yeah.
you put the fire out?
Yeah. Well, good it was thing. Just, you know, stuff that was in the basket.
Stuff, yeah.
Stuff that
paper
was,
and whatever.
Whatever, yeah. yeah.
Stuff that's flammable and stuff that could burn your house down.
It sure could have.
Yeah.
It was. I remember that being a very scary experience. But that's one of the experiences I had when I was very young that I still remember now. It was very vivid. But I remember being in my house over here in Canada. And I used to experiment with wax and gasoline. And I would melt wax and put it on stuff. And I just liked the way that it would, the wax would burn on something, but it would actually burn the thing that I was lighting, like a piece of wood or you know, I test all kinds of, it was like a science experiment to me, really.
Wax was fun too, yeah.
Same with gas. Yeah, I'd see how gas would burn something off, like it was on a hard enough piece of wood or whatever. And I would just be fascinated at how these chemicals would burn off and not burn the thing that it was on. You want to take a break, Jeff, while you're reading
your email? No, sorry.
Hope I'm not boring you over here.
Oh, are you talking?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I know. I never got into the gas thing very much, although I had a lot of friends that lit farts.
Blue Angels.
There's some gas. I have some on video. It's some. I never, did you ever light a fart?
I tried. It never worked for me.
I don't know if I really even tried. I was too kind of scared to try. I thought I did catch fire up inside me or something. I don't know. I can't do that. I still couldn't do it. But I got friends that do it like crazy, and they got violent gas, and they're maniacs. The wax thing was neat because when I was young, I used to have them wax candle making kits and stuff like that. Wax was always fun, but it wasn't too much to do with fire, though. I think we boiled that in the stove or something. Isn't that how wax really worked? You didn't do anything with fire with wax.
No.
You might have, but with a kit,
you were making candles.
Making candles, yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. I dabbled in that as well. And I think I got into that by going to like Fort Malden or something. They made candles.
I made candles at Fort Malden before too, yeah.
Of course, it's the field trip and to bullets. Go on. And what?
Musket bullets. With the ball bearing and the gunpowder.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a memory.
Did we put real gunpowder in them and take them home? I can't imagine it was really gunpowder. You can't give a kid gunpowder and you twisted up the ends and you made them up?
Yeah, well, I think it was.
They must have given us something. Well, why? Gunpowder. Well, you probably brought yours home and burned it in the waste paper basket.
Yeah, it just fizzled up.
There was something else we used to do, I think, with the wooden matches that would make them shoot somehow. Maybe we wrapped the end of the match in just aluminum foil so it was really compressed. Something we did that made it move. Yeah, I can't remember exactly what, but
I remember that. Yeah,
and it's funny. All kids find out something they're on their own, but the same as other kids. You know what I mean? Like you and I probably did some of the same things, yet you know
we didn't. Even
nobody
talk
told
to each other,
us. Yeah.
It's an older brother thing. I think one kid gets it from an older brother.
Well, I'm the older brother, so
you know. So we just find out little tidbits of information here and there, and we try to spread the knowledge.
It's a little boy thing.
Yeah, I think so. Then there's people who just like to see stuff, big stuff on fire. Arsonists who are pyromaniacs. I'm
trying to think of there's been times where we had bonfires and stuff and we've thrown things in. I remember one, we were out camping with the Jeep Club and somebody threw an aerosol can in. And this can was not finished. A can of off.
And that's insane.
Oh, it was insane.
That's going to kill somebody.
If anybody got hit with that, it would be game over because that thing flew so violently loud and far, we had no idea where it went. I'm talking far.
Yeah.
Like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of feet gone.
Oh yeah.
It was crazy, yeah.
What was he thinking?
He wasn't. Obviously. That's the problem. But it was crazy. That's maniacism at its best right there.
So when you guys went on your Jeep excursions, jamborees? Was it a jamboree?
I've been on the jamborees, but wasn't a jamboree, okay. Actually. We have different outings and events.
Oh, okay.
It was camping.
But drinking was allowed?
Drinking was allowed, sure.
I'm just thinking, you know, it's a Jeep thing and there's drinking, but you can't drink and then get in your Jeep kind of thing.
No. This was a particular camping event, and so it was an evening, and, you know, everybody was pretty responsible as far as drinking is concerned in the club at all.
But not throwing cans into fire.
Well, it's a trade-off there somewhere, you know.
Isn't life just a big trade-off? Yeah, that was a maniac move for sure.
Anything else about fire or anything?
Nothing off the top.
Move on to just plain maniacs?
Just plain maniacs.
There's maniacs every place. There's maniacs on the road. There's maniacs at work. Got friends that are maniacs. Parents can be maniacs.
They could be.
Your brother can be a maniac. Are there any women maniacs?
My wife.
She a maniac?
She's a maniac.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Driving or otherwise?
Just in life in general.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm the maniac in our house. So I'm told.
I think there has to be some kind of yin-yang for that kind of relationship to work out. You know,
Maniacs wouldn't work, would it?
Nah, I don't think that would work at all. So I think that's, you know, part of my attraction to my wife. She's just a bit on the edge, you know? You know what I mean? Some of the maniacs that I know, I just think of one guy at Chrysler's, but I don't really know him well enough, but he's out there.
There's maniacs at work, for sure.
I'm surprised at how they got hired. They must have just took a downer when they took the job interview or something. Because I can't see hiring some of those people. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't think they don't get talked to personally at a place like that. We never got talked to personally about getting hired. It's just a mass hiring. And if you pass the written tests and if you pass the medical exam, then you're in, basically. And you go to work. You don't actually sit with anybody and have an interview of any kind.
The test they give you is...
Well, that's to reflect, I suppose, but you're still not personally talking to somebody.
No, you're not.
You'd be a lot different on paper than you could be personally.
You don't have to actually be truthful.
That's the difference there, yeah. So if it's somebody like that, he can put down what he needs to on the paper, but if you talk to him, he could be a whole another person.
That's right. Now, maniacs on the road, there's...
Road rage and so forth. Yeah, there's a lot of maniacs on the road for sure. Sometimes the bigger the truck,
the more maniacal
he is.
Yeah.
It's usually guys. The testosterone thing, the big truck and the big this and the big that and get out of my way.
But then there's maniacs on bikes too.
Yeah, there's maniacs on bikes. They're usually those crotch rockets and stuff that. Those guys are maniacs, man.
You don't see too many guys on Road Kings being maniacs.
No. No, we're all kind of laid back.
There's a plug for a Road
Riding
King.
Riding anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
It's when they get off that they're trouble.
Is that right?
Guys and the bikes. But yeah, the crotch rocket guys, man, they're just like power trip. Not so much power trip, speed trip.
Yes, it's a speed thing.
That's crazy,
for sure.
And that's maniac.
There's probably the way a word they drive. For that, speed maniac.
Oh, yeah, and the way that you get right behind a big truck on the highway to get sucked into his vacuum there so you save on your gas and your, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's crazy, man. That stuff's wacky.
I went to up north on a ski trip one time with a buddy of mine, and he did that. We were driving a little S10.
Oh, and he pulled his... Truck right up behind. Wow.
Pulled the S10 right up behind. And he definitely saved a lot of gas. We did it for like hundreds of miles.
Throw in neutral and go to sleep.
Well, it didn't pull you that good, but he saved some gas, no question about it.
That'd be the king of maniacs.
But you got to have your foot really close to the brake. I think it was a two-pedal guy.
You got to have your foot up your ass to do that.
But
that's crazy.
That was in the younger days before I was a father.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if I was married then or not, but anyway. Jabber-hole.
Jabber quote. This week's jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry
is.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for a good maniac quote.
Yeah, it's like I'm not even here.
Well, I'm not reading my email. At least I'm doing something for the show.
I was doing fun something. I was seeing if it was somebody for the show. Never is. You want to go with the don't do the crime if you can't do the time?
Keep your eye on the sparrow.
Sammy Davis Jr.,
Sammy
baby.
Davis, yeah. It's pretty interesting that he actually sang that. He sang that for the show, though, didn't he? Or do you think he did actually recorded that song previous?
I really don't know.
Because I was pretty young, man. I don't think the...
Beretta. That was cool.
Well, I watched that show all the time. I think our whole family actually... Maybe my dad did. That was one of the shows that my dad probably didn't watch. But I remember my brother
my
Dave...
My dad dug Beretta.
My brother Dave was heavily into that. My mom liked it, too, because it was... And I liked it because that was... what's his name?
That why you got the bird? It's not the same kind.
No, it's not the same kind of bird. But he was... He was a little rascal, kind of.
Yeah, Robert Blake.
That's why I liked watching it. It was kind of, you know, interesting. And there's this older man who's... An actor my mom likes and my brother likes. He must be pretty good. But it was your typical...
And he was a cop on the show and then turned out to be a murderer later in life.
But the story was he was a criminal earlier in life, wasn't he? Like,
oh, at the show? And then turned cop or something? Yeah, I think he was a bad guy at one time or something. But yeah, what a cool show, man.
Do you think he killed his wife?
No, I don't know. I'm just playing around. But yeah, I'm sure he must have had something to do with it. He was wacky. He seemed wacky later, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Out there.
Cool show and cool guy at the time. Beretta, man.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Good.
Cool name. Beretta.
Yeah.
It just sounded cool.
They named a car after him.
The show was cool. The old guy that lived there with him or whatever was cool. And the bird was cool. And
yeah.
I really like that. I dug that 70s cop show, man. You ever been in jail?
No, I've never been in jail.
Me neither.
No.
Mock jail?
No.
No. The doghouse?
No.
I'm always in the doghouse.
Oh, yeah. The doghouse. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah, so dissecting that obviously means that if you can't handle the punishment or don't want to deal with the punishment, then don't get yourself in a situation where that's going to happen. Don't do the crime if you can't or don't want to do the time. And the time meaning deriving from like jail time, prison
jail time,
whatever.
Exactly. So they're telling you, think ahead. You may think you want to do this bad thing, but think of the consequences of your actions. So this is not just a criminal quote. It can hold true for everyday life things.
Sure. And it's the maniac that is the one that needs to think about that beforehand. Because kleptomaniac, pyromaniac, just plain maniac can get you in trouble.
That's right. Even if you like you step on the gas a little too hard, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Which would the time would, of course, would be paying money. And
whether it's a fine, getting locked up, or getting in trouble from somebody, or getting yourself beat up, or whatever. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. You heard it right here on the Jabbercast, brought to you by...
The Jabber Code is brought to you by Steve and Larry.
That's right. Not the Jabbercast. Brought to us by Black's Bakery and Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons today. I'm a bagel guy for sure.
Me too. Love bagels. I'm a bagel freak. I'm a bagel maniac. Is there such thing as a bagel maniac?
Yeah, we're living proof.
There you go.
The proof is in the bagel.
I'm a tea maniac.
Yeah, tea and bagels. That's.
Is this over?
52 minutes of jabber.
Yeah, it's just about 51 minutes of nothingness.
That's right. We got a minute of good content in here somewhere. Okay, another kind of maniac that we haven't talked about is sex maniacs.
Oh, nymphomaniac.
Yes. And what do you think about...
love it.
the thing I was going to say was the men versus women. Men who are nymphomaniacs tend to be rapists, whereas...
Yeah, I think nymphomaniac usually... It seems to refer to a woman.
Yes.
I've always found.
Of course.
And the guy is, I'm sure the women have other names for the guys that always want it, you know. Say they're maniacs.
Sure.
They're sex freaks. Mm-hmm. They're too much to handle or whatever.
Right.
And the women, we refer to them as either a nymphomaniac or a slut.
A hoe.
A hoe.
Yeah.
Biatch.
And when you were younger, did you wish you could bang into some of those women? Were you attracted to, you know, the whole sexuality of it?
No, I don't know. I honestly can't even think back on what I thought about all that back then. From when you first hear of nymphomaniac, you want that, I think. I don't care who you are.
You
want somebody that is one. When you find out that the word nymphomaniac means, for us, meant that a girl that liked to, you know,
cause you're
overindulge in sexual activity,
right.
And you're like, wow, I like one of those.
Because usually when you hear about it, you're a younger man. And
exactly.
When you're a younger man, that's pretty much...
And then when you get older, well, yeah, just like the same thing for sure. There's nothing wrong with a nymphomaniac.
Yes, I don't think there is. There is something wrong with a nymphomaniac.
Not at all. That's... Unless they're... You got to have it from other people too. That could be a problem.
Well,
I mean,
eventually that's where it would turn to. I mean, if you're a true nymphomaniac, just getting it from the same person all the time.
That
probably won't suffice.
Well, I would consider it more of just having to have it like a lot or all the time, which is cool. But I mean, if it led to some kind of problem or anything like that, or if the guy couldn't deal with it or something, which I suppose happens. But
yeah,
that's a good maniac.
Being a pyromaniac.
Not for a guy, though, I don't think, really. Not if the, you know,
well, no,
chick doesn't want it, or he's a rapist, or he's whatever.
You're a guy, that's the way you think. Whereas I'm sure
that's natural for us.
If my co-host was a woman, she'd say, oh, yeah, men, nymphomaniacs, that's what I want.
No, women don't say that. Women don't want a nymphomaniac guy.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not. Maybe some, but not nearly as many as the guys do. That's for sure.
Probably not.
Absolutely not. I'd say for... 99% of the guys that would want a woman that's a nymphomaniac, the women that would want a man that's a nymphomaniac, I would say would be like under 10%. Definitely.
Yeah.
It's low. They want it when they want it. That's it. That's a whole nother show.
I have to agree with you for sure.
And when we just take what we can get,
the guys.
That doesn't seem fair, though, does it?
No, it's not fair. But then what is?
All's fair in love and war. So.
Yeah, okay. So then I guess it is fair.
Because it's in love.
That's right. Anything else about maniacs? Do you think there's anybody around that wishes they were a maniac? Like I'm a feeble excuse for a person that gets walked on all the time. I wish I was like a maniac.
Yeah.
Or did you ever become a maniac in a situation where you thought, wow,
I probably
shouldn't have done that or whatever?
I think we're all capable of that one instance of just freaking out. And
for sure.
And it's usually something that somebody else does. Like my kids or something, I just freak out. I never would, you know, beat on them or anything like that, but I just, I'm not a yelling or screaming or angry kind of person. Whereas I know a lot of people are every day. They got to get their daily fix of yelling and screaming at somebody or something.
Sometimes, even if there's nobody home, I scream and yell just for fun to get it out.
Sure, that's a good idea.
In front of the mirror. Jeffrey, we don't hit. Did you ever see that commercial on TV? There's a guy going through this whole speech and everything. And then you see that he's standing and telling himself in the mirror.
Yes.
Yeah. Jeffrey, we don't hit. You know what was cool, actually?
What's
not
that?
So much fire and burning, but the melting of things. You talked a little bit about that, but melting things was really cool. Melting plastic, stuff like that. And sometimes handy.
Life.
When you can have to melt something to put it back together. If you broke something on your glasses or something broke somewhere, the little plastic stuff, and you melt them and put them back together, and it usually stuck pretty good.
Sure.
Melting is cool.
I was never a melter.
I'm a melting maniac.
Or a smelter.
Help me, I'm melting. I'm melting. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. That's one of
Check
my
it
favorite.
Out. Yeah. Well, there you have the Maniac Show. How can people get a hold of us?
People can get a hold of us by emailing hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or they can go to the website on the contact page and do what, Jeff?
Well, click on the little My Chingo box.
My Chingo. I want to hear more
says,
of My Chingos.
Send us a message, and you just record us a message on there. And that's at www.thejabbercast.com.
That's right.
That's where we live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come visit us.
Yes, please.
Next week's show, January 21st, 2007, is Superstition.
Awesome. I'm pretty superstitious.
I ain't superstitious.
Wow.
It smells good. I like the smell of burning things.
Yeah, we got a pyromaniac in the next room.
Come join us for the show next week, Sunday morning, 10:30 on iChat, MSN, AOL, AIM, Skype.
Skype, that's the one I was trying to think of.
Mike's cell phone,
519-562-987-654321.
See you next week.
Bye.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.